the heart of thanksgiving, the ability to give thanks, is a central aspect of our faith as Orthodox Christians, and it should be as for all Christians who profess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. But I want to remind you of what a psychologist, a Japanese-American psychologist that I had worked with for a number of years, Dr. Akira Tani, once said to me about what is the three areas that really kind of define narcissism. And that is the inability to say please, the inability to say thank you, and the inability to say I'm sorry. And in fact, I believe that probably all of us, to some degree, as broken human beings, suffer from some low level of narcissism, of self-love, of the inability to express our own need, the inability to say I'm sorry, to have a heart of contrition, the inability to say thank you. When we have received grace, when we have received blessing from others. And St. John Chrysostom, in fact, as one of the doctors and teachers of the church, tell us that we all, in essence, suffer some level of insanity. It's just a matter of to what degree. But today, in the gospel lesson, this focuses really on that aspect, that ability to be able to say thank you, to recognize that we had it, that there was a need, there was a desire, and having had that need met, to be able to say thank you. And this, taken from the 17th chapter of the Gospel of St. Luke, Jesus, in walking through that area of Galilee and through Samaria, happens upon 10 lepers. And of course, in accordance with the law, they could not approach because they were unclean. They could not approach. But they stood afar off and they recognized Jesus, the great physician. And they said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Again, it's the essence of the Jesus prayer, recognizing their leprosy. Recognizing their uncleanness, recognizing their being cut off from family, from friends, from the ability to earn a living, a horrible existence. Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And Jesus simply said, go show yourselves to the priests. And in obedience, they went their way. And on the way, to show themselves to the priest, knowing that with being cleansed, it was only a priest who could offer a certificate of healing where they could be reintegrated back into society. And on their way, all 10 were miraculously healed in simple trust and obedience to Jesus' command to go and show yourselves to the priest. But it was only the Samaritan, the foreigner, the stranger, those who were disdained by the Jewish people, who returned, who fell down in worship at the feet of Jesus, giving him thanks. And Jesus made a point in saying, were there not 10? Where are the other 9? Go, your faith has made you well. You see, in that act of thanksgiving is tied to the act of worship. We are called, as Orthodox Christians, to a Eucharistic life. I want to remind you that the word that we get in English, Eucharist, comes directly from the Greek, which means to give thanks. We are to have a heart of thanksgiving in all things. Not only when things are going well, but it is integrally tied to a heart of worship, to the recognition that every one of us suffers from some degree of leprosy of the soul, of uncleanness. And it is in our life of faith. It is by the grace of God and submitting ourselves in humility and contrition of heart. Lord, Master, have mercy on us. This is what we do when we approach God, even at the foot of the altar, before the priest and the sacred ministers ascend the altar, to say those prayers as a preparation, essentially prayers that say, Lord, have mercy on us. And then as we begin the Mass, Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison, Kyrie eleison, Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. It is the church bringing us out of our own narcissism, out of our own spiritual blindness, and bringing us into a place of contrition and recognizing our own need for cleansing, for healing. You see, Jesus came into the world to save and to redeem and to heal all. He healed all 10. And yet it was only one who returned to give thanks, to worship at the feet of the Lord. And thus fulfilling Jesus' earlier statement, many are called, but few are chosen. We abide in a world that is full of brokenness, that is full of narcissism, the inability to express need, the inability to ask, to show humility, the inability to say thank you, to offer ourselves. In fact, the point of the parable, or the point of this pericope, this passage of Scripture, is to say that it is the primary duty, the priority of Orthodox Christians to offer worship. We come here every Sunday, every feast day, to offer worship, to receive healing, to be placed, and to allow the church to fit us for our salvation, to carve away the dross of our heart and our soul, the disease, to purify us through Christ, who alone is able to save. We give thanks. We give thanks even in the horrible things and the tragedies of this life. Today marks 21 years since that very clear day, cloudless day, very different weather-wise from what it is today, but that cloudless day, September 11th of 2001. And it was that day in which really the psyche of our nation was forever changed. But unlike the divisiveness of our society today, coming out of that great national tragedy, and I would argue it's probably perhaps the most horrible tragedy that we as a nation have ever faced, with approximately 3,000 lives lost that day, not counting the countless others that fell sick or that later died as a result of the effects of that one single day. But out of that day, we also have read the countless stories of heroism, of learning what it means to be a neighbor to another in need. And if John Molloy were not sick today, he would be sharing this evening his own stories. His own stories, and he probably won't count himself as a hero, but his own stories of heroism. But there was one particular story that came out of that that really defines and marks what it means to be a neighbor, to be a true hero. a young man by the name of Wells Crowther, who worked as a trader, equity trader, on the 104th floor of the South Tower, was a young man that as a child was given a red bandana by his father. And he so appreciated and loved that red bandana that all while he was growing up, he had that red bandana wherever he went, whether he was playing football or lacrosse in school, and later in his college years, as he always had that red bandana. At 16 years of age, he became a volunteer firefighter, and it was known that Wells always had his red bandana. And when Flight 175 slammed into the 78th floor of the South Tower on that fateful day, Wells, in the wreckage and the fires of that aftermath, began to take action. He used that red bandana to cover his face, to make a makeshift mask, to try to escape some of the acrid fumes. And he found his way from the 104th floor down to the 78th floor, where there was a sky lobby with people who thought that they were trapped. And he began to go to work very calmly and assisting the injured and finding an open stairwell that they were able to go down. He even took an injured woman who was unable to walk, carried her on his back down 17 floors, down to the 61st floor sky lobby, where other heroes were able to finish evacuating those who had been trapped at the 78th floor. Did he stop there? No. He continued back up and continued to find more who were trapped and assisting the injured down the stairwells, until finally, on another ascent back up to try to find more, the towers collapsed. Wells was credited with having saved at least 18 souls that day who would have otherwise perished. None of them knew his name. They all described him as being calm, a calm presence. They only knew him as the man with the red bandana. And it wasn't until later that his mother, Allison, was able to describe him. It would be weeks and weeks later before his body would be recovered from the wreckage. And in 2006, because of his volunteer service and because of his heroic acts on that day in sacrificing his own life, he was posthumously made a New York City firefighter. These are one of the many stories that we remember on this day. And we give thanks. We give thanks not to just memorialize those victims that were lost and to give thanks as a nation, but we do so with a heart of worship, with a heart of knowing that while the enemy wanted to destroy, God in His grace is able to bring about healing. Yes, even within the divisions that we are facing in this nation today. Let us, with a heart of love, a heart of love for our God, but also for our fellow man, this is where God's healing brings about His miraculous and salvific power in cleansing the leprosy of souls. Let us offer ourselves with a heart of thanksgiving. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.